加落去屯门警区报告，屯门区议会文件2015年第17号，请各位审文件内容，请问指挥官麦力高先生有冇补充？啊，
Chairman, nothing to add to the area committee reports, but regarding my own report, I have some points to supplement, if I may. The report on this occasion covers quite a few different periods here, from December 2014 and January this year, from January to December in 2014, and also just the figures alone for January 2015. So I'll try and highlight just some key points as I go through. Looking at the overall crime situation for the 2 months from December 2014 to January 2015, the figures remained at a reasonable level when compared with the same period last year. The overall figures for that period showed a slight decrease of 21 cases. The detection rate from December to January 2015 was 40.2%. showing a very minor increase when compared with the same period the year before. For the same period, there were 82 cases of violent crime, representing a very minor decrease when compared with the same period the previous year. And the detection rate for violent crime was 51.2%, which was the same as the previous year. Just looking now at the crimes during that period, which showed a downward trend. Burglary were down by some 57.6%. Debt collection related crimes were also down significantly. Serious narcotics offences were down by 12 cases. Pickpocketing was down, and miscellaneous thefts were also down. On the other hand, for those 2 months, the following crimes showed an increasing trend. Technology crimes were up quite considerably, 23 cases. Shop theft up by 17. Triad-related crimes were up by 9. Deception cases were also up by 9. Now, looking back at the overall crime situation last year, from January to December, this showed a decrease of some 300 cases, or minus 8%. The detection rate from January to December was 47%, which reflects a very small decrease when compared with the previous year. For the same period, there were 591 cases of violent crime in total, which is a significant decrease of 152 cases. And the detection rate for violent crime was 63.3%, which again is a slight decrease on the previous year. So the crimes overall last year, which had a downward trend, violent crime, wounding and serious assault, also down significantly. Miscellaneous thefts down slightly, and indecent assaults were down significantly by 45 cases. On the other hand, the following crimes continued to show an increasing trend. Technology crimes were up by 118 cases, deception cases up by 63, and shop theft cases were also up slightly by 11. Now, bringing us more up to date, the crime situation in January, this showed a decrease, very minor decrease when compared with the same period last year. And the detection rate for January was 43.1%, which showed a slight increase of 2.6% when compared with the same period last year. In January, there were 41 cases of violent crime in total, which is a little bit of a decrease compared with the previous year. And the detection rate for violent crime was 58.5% in January, which is, again, a slight decrease compared with 64% the previous year. So looking now at January, the following showed a decreasing trend. Burglaries were down significantly. Debt collection-related crimes were also down. Domestic violence cases were down. Pickpocketing cases were down. And miscellaneous thefts were down. On the other hand, we continued to see a reflection, an increase in shop theft, likely because we normally see an increase in the lead up to Lunar New Year. Technology crimes continued with an increase of 11, and on this occasion we saw a few vehicles being stolen as well. So the above is the crime report for those three periods, from December 2014 to January 2015, from January to December in 2014, and also January this year. And it's early days yet, but it can be seen that the major increase in crime for January, namely technology crime and shop theft, do continue to increase as they did in 2014. So the district is continuing to engage the public with a view to preventing and deterring technology crimes, and at the same time we're engaging security management and other parts of the retail sector to combat the increase in shop theft. And Mr. Chairman, that concludes my report. And members are welcome to raise any questions.
多謝，仲有冇啲人提問？多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝，多謝 不過從另外一方面呢，就一些屬於社會秩序的問題那方面呢，這個情況呢，就我希望指揮官都留意到呢是差了的。我相信就因為最隨著呢一兩年呢，我哋嗰個屯門區嘅土地價值不斷提升啦，咁我哋區內呢就亦都開始有好多個屋苑呢，其實運輸署都應該留意呢方面嘅情況，我哋好多個私人屋苑呢就已經開始呢就不設時租位，咁變咗呢就是個車輛我哋不斷喺度增加，時租泊位越嚟越少，咁尤其是喺舊年呢，就喺仁政街嗰幅露天嘅停車場啊，其中一半就收咗嚟呢，就拍埋賣埋地，咁即係嗰度又少咗140個車位咁。咁你又好明顯嘅見到呢個龍年期間呢，屯門區嘅違例泊車嘅情況呢係越嚟越嚴重。咁就呢度第一呢，我哋過去區議會都不斷有促請呢運輸署呢要應該係加強呢增加一啲嘅威標泊位啦。咁但係威標泊位呢喺去年12月至到而家呢，我哋所知道整個屯門區其實多到呢係好少數，得個10個8個位咁。咁我就希望喺呢個情況之下呢，就希望警方呢能夠尤其是假期呀，應該就加強檢控一啲違例泊車。咁除此之外呢，就今日《東方日報》呢都引述咗古漢強議員嘅意見，屯門鄉事委員會路呢個堵塞情況，其實指揮官應該知嘅，喺區議會呢個層面呢好多同事都提過。咁呢就而家屯門鄉事委員會路每日嘅下午南行線呢係塞到水泄不通。咁運輸署呢就其實我哋交通運輸委員會講過好多次，運輸署呢要求佢做一啲發華雙黃線嘅功夫，到而家都冇做到。咁而警方呢就每一次呢都係好似新青街出唔到嚟嘅車，人哋報警啦，警察嚟講呢啲車先出到。呢個情況我覺得係相當之唔健康。咁暴力罪行即係刑事罪行嗰邊呢，警方控制得好好啦。咁我哋覺得就警方亦都希望警方能夠呢就係都開始注意一下呢我哋區內嘅違泊情況啦。多謝主席。
唔該曬。謝官。
Thank you, Chairman. And thank you for the observations there. I understand the point you're making about the parking spaces and also the illegal parking which occurred over the Lunar New Year. In fact, we were out taking a lot of action as a result of complaints. I'd like to make a point just in general about the parking. We do on some occasions try to tolerate when there's not a serious obstruction, but where there is a complaint, rest assured that we'll take resolute action. And one of the things you heard me mention earlier in the crime report is a recent increase in theft of vehicle. And when that occurs in an area near the roadside, one of the things we will also do there is discourage vehicles from any illegal parking in that area to take them off the road. For those areas which you mentioned which are prolonged problems, you're quite right that we can go down and take short-term action against them. Longer-term action, if it involves any redesign of the road and so on, we're always very happy to offer assistance and advice in that as well.
Okay. 好，嗨，那么算了。
谢主席，咁就住阿陈议员嗰个头先对于屯门乡事委会路交通挤迫嗰度，我都有啲嘢补充嘅。咁其实咧喺屯门乡事会路北行嗰度，即系城巴 B3X 嗰个巴士站后边嗰度咧，其实即系稍后咧会有一个做一个升降机嘅工程。其实个工程我谂大家委员都知噶啦，只不过咧系即系安排原先咧，我哋安排今年二月做嘅，但系因为有鉴于系接近农历新年啦，嗰度无论人流啊、等车乘客、交通流量都相对多嘅。咁所以咧，我哋早前就话噶，后咗喺三月开始，即系动工嘅。咁其实我哋同工程师都商量过，即系会喺嗰度咧再扩阔啲巴士停车湾啦。咁同埋喺嗰度，我哋都知道有相当多嘅巴士，轻铁巴士啊，同埋仲有的士站。咁我哋会检讨嗰度嗰啲安排，咁希望咧即系大日嘅运作会更加畅顺。吓，唔该，主席。
好，多谢。有冇质问？有冇就多谢啊，小委员嘅报告。